Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is R.J. Alexander again today talking to you about the importance of preventative car maintenance when it comes to vehicle accidents. Well, today, basically what I thought I would do is just kind of run down some things that I think people need to understand when it comes to vehicle maintenance or the best way to prevent breakdowns on the road when it comes to your car. I mean, we like to talk about car accidents and stuff like that, but I think it's just as important to understand that, you know, your vehicle has a maintenance schedule that you need to adhere to. And there are some things that even if you're not going to become a mechanic or someone that's fully knowledgeable about your vehicle, you should at least understand that an ounce of prevention beats a pound of cure. I believe that's the common phrase that they say. So let's start off with talking about like your vehicle's maintenance schedule. Well, the best way to take care of your car, obviously, is to prevent any type of malfunction from happening in the first place. And the way that, you can do that, obviously, is to be aware of when things need to be fixed or changed or replaced on your car. So consistent preventative car maintenance is the best way or the best thing you can do to ensure that you have a safe and reliable way for moving yourself around the city. And it can also save you a ton of money in the process because obviously, you know, if you don't get something fixed on your car, it can be a lot more expensive to have it replaced after it's broken than if you had replaced it before you had the problem. So the first thing that I always tell people to do is, I think we touched on this yesterday, but the first thing you should do is you should read your car's manual. Even if it's not a brand new car, but if it's a new car to you, maybe the car doesn't have the car manual. If it's a used car, it may not have the car manual in the glove compartment. And if that's the case, then you need to go out and get you a car manual. You probably can look up a lot of the stuff online. I know there are a number of car manuals online that are available for people now to download. But I would read the car's manual because this is going to give you a timeline or the proper mind frame about for when the vehicle should be serviced. I mean, there are a lot of like old wives' tales about, you know, you should change the oil every 2,000 or 3,000 miles in a car. You should change the spark plugs at this particular time. You should change the timing belts or at 30,000 or 40,000 miles. But the thing about it is every car is different. So you need to read that car manual so it can tell you exactly when things need to be serviced. Because like I said, there can be a variance between your car and someone else's depending on the make, model, and year and whatnot. So get the car manual, read up on that, see what they have to say about when fluids need to be changed and things like that. Because, you know, the bottom line is, you know, filling up your car with the wrong type of gas or oil or putting something in like a wrong type of spark plug or a inferior type of spark plug that the car manual is not asking for can void your warranty on the vehicle if you have one. It could also be in a very catastrophic car accident. I could see a defense counsel attempting to, you know, ask maybe questions about the servicing of the car or if you did anything that was outside of the norm, because that would be something that I would ask. In a truck accident or a car accident, how was this vehicle serviced? You're going to want to see that type of stuff and see if these people or this particular person or driver was aware of really what it took to keep their own vehicle in a proper mind frame, or I mean a proper state. So like I said, you don't want to void your warranty or provide defense counsel an out in a catastrophic injury case when the facts are disputed about who actually caused the accident and why it was as bad as it was. Because, you know, in those types of situations, people will reach for whatever they can find to take the blame off of them. So the other thing you should do is you should inspect your car. I believe, I'm a big believer in buying the Haynes Automobile Manual, which you can find at Pep Boys, AutoZone, any of those car shops. And it's going to give you a breakdown of how your car was actually made. So if you have problems with the car, before you take it to a mechanic or anything like that, you can take a look at it and kind of get an idea, troubleshoot what could possibly be the problem, so you can narrow it down for yourself and possibly for the mechanic that's going to actually take a look at the car when you take it in to get serviced. But if you inspect your car, you buy the Haynes Automobile Manual. Okay, you want to check the lights and the fuses when you inspect the car. You want to check the air in your tires with a pressure gauge. Now, you can either buy your pressure gauge from like the AutoZone or something like that, or you can turn around and you can go to like a convenience store and have these, you know how you go to the convenience store, they'll have the air machine up there and they have a tire gauge built into the air pump. So if you, you know, you take your cap off and you put the air plug on there. You can see immediately what the tire pressure is for your car. I mean, you can, if you want to do that, I would just recommend buying the little cheap tire gauge and checking it that way at home. But you could do that as another way to check your tire pressure as well. You want to check your tire tread at the same time. Usually people tell you, you know, put a penny into your tread. If you can see the top of Lincoln's head, then it's time to change your tires. So I don't know if you buy into that, but definitely you should check your tire tread, and if the tires are looking bald or you looking like you don't have a good amount of traction on them, then you definitely need to look at replacing those as well, because not only is that a safety issue as far as a tire blowout potentially on the highway or a road, but it's also can lead to easier punctures of your tire. And it's going to lower the amount of gas that, it's going to increase the amount of gas that you're going to have to buy, because you're not going to get good gas mileage out of a vehicle that has poor tires on it. You need to start your car. You need to lift the hood and listen for any type of like knocks or pings. Look under the vehicle, see if you see any types of drips or leaks or anything like that. If you have a leak, you need to get that checked out, obviously. You should start the car, run it for about 5 minutes. And this is not something that you have to do every week, but you should be doing these things at least once a month just to make sure that your car is in a serviceable, you know, it's in an operational manner that's not going to malfunction in a place like I say, on a highway or something where, you know, the traffic is really tight and moving really fast. So, like I said, start your car, lift the hood, listen for any knocks or pings, look under the car and see if you see any leaks or anything like that. Then you need to learn to check your fluids and windshield wipers. Everybody should pretty much know how to change their windshield wipers. I mean, it's not that complicated, but if you go to a dealership or you go to your mechanic, they're going to charge your arm and a leg just to put those little windshield wipers on. And it requires, number one, the thing about it is a lot of times, unless you have a high-end luxury car, they're not going to put the best windshield wipers on there in the first place. And that's the same thing with oil. I mean, when you're going to Jiffy Lube or one of these places and they're putting that oil in there, I mean, it's serviceable oil. I mean, they're going to put whatever they have in there that they put in pretty much everyone's car. But if you take the, you know, the extra 10 minutes and go to Pep Boys or something and buy your own oil, you know, you can buy a much higher end oil and either have them put that in when they do the oil change for you and get a discount on that, or you can just change your oil yourself, and your car will run a lot smoother because of that. And it's the same thing when it comes to windshield wipers. Like if you have them put your windshield wipers on, they have like a cheap generic brand that they're going to put on. You know, they're buying them by the bulk. You know, whereas you're going to go get like the top end windshield wipers for yourself, and it's not even going to be that much more expensive than if you were to let them put it on. You might even save money. So learn how to check your fluids and your windshield wipers, and change your windshield wipers. You may never learn how to actually change all your fluids in your car, like the coolant, the brake fluid, the wiper fluid, antifreeze and all that, but you should at least know where they are and where the dipsticks and the gauges and all that stuff is on your car. You need to know all that stuff. I mean, it's really important. And like I said, going back to that Haynes automobile manual, you can learn where all these things are on your car simply by reading your manual. I mean, 5 or 10 minutes, you can find out exactly where all these places are on your car. And when it's time for it to be inspected, or when it's time for it to be changed, you know where these people should be, the mechanics should be actually going and replacing or filling things up, okay? Because oftentimes when you go to some of these places, they'll say, hey, we noticed that your engine's been clogged up or something, or we want to give you this new, coolant, or we want to flush your engine out or whatever have you. But you need to know exactly what these people are talking about. Otherwise, you'll be paying for a lot of things that aren't necessarily beneficial for you. So you need to find out and know what type of oil your car takes. And I think I already kind of talked about that very briefly, but you need to know what type of oil your car takes. I mean, it's just like the oil is the blood of your car. I mean, it makes everything go, especially at least in your engine. So, you know, you don't want, I had a friend in college who he didn't really know too much about cars. And so what he did was he would just buy oil, and nobody knew that he was doing this, but he would just buy oil and just was putting it in his car. He didn't know what type of oil his car took or anything like that. So he was out driving one day, and the engine just completely locked up on him. And he wasn't hurt or anything, but, you know, his dad or no one ever told him, you know, like, hey, you know, your car actually has a specific type of oil that it has to have in it, you know. You can't just put anything in it. So that was pretty entertaining when he told us that. You need to check your battery for clean contacts. One way you can clean your battery terminals is by pouring Coca-Cola on them. Yeah, most people don't know that, but I mean, if you're ever really in a really bad situation and your car is acting like it won't start, and it might be because you have a bunch of green gunk on the battery terminals, one way to get that stuff off of there real quick is by pouring Coca-Cola on them. But, I mean, Coca-Cola is basically an acid, and it takes it right off. That's something you should know. And also, you can change your cabin filter and your engine filter pretty much at the same time. That's what I would recommend. That's what I usually do. So you can do that. And then you always, my last thing is, you always want to choose the best quality product for your vehicle. So, you know, when you go to AutoZone, or when you go wherever you're going to get your parts to change the parts on your car, you don't be cheap. You know, don't be cheap. Don't be cheap with yourself, because either you're going to spend that money up front to buy the best quality product for your car, or you're going to end up spending 3 times that, or maybe 5 or 10 times that on the back end when that same problem has to be fixed again. So don't be cheap with yourself. Always buy the best quality product. And that's pretty much it. So this is Rashard Alexander from RJ Alexander Law PLLC. Helping Heal Houston one case at a time. Saying, guys, hope you have a great day. I hope this was informative, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney RJ Alexander. sponsored by RJ Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas.